Hi friends, and welcome to another episode of the Impactivity Podcast. My name is Rachel, and today I want to talk a little bit about negativity. So often recently I've been talking a lot about inspiration and how to be on the lookout for it and how to make sure that you are implementing more and more of it into your life, that you're seeing it everywhere you go. But I think it's also important to talk about the negative things that we often let into our lives and being very aware of those. So as an example, I reached out to a friend this past week about a video that I had saw that made me think of her, and the person speaking in the video makes her really angry. And so she was like, can I wait a few days? Because if I watch this right now, I'm going to take this out on my family and it's not going to be good. And I am not in a space where I can take that and do something healthy with it. And so I need to wait to watch it so that I can process my emotions after. And I thought, this is so important, right? This is so critical to our journey. Not only should we be purposely putting in positive things, but also we need to make sure that we are monitoring the things that make us angry in a bad way, in a harmful way, and how to make sure that those things only come into our life when we're allowing them to. When we're saying, yes, this is okay because I want to hear the other perspective, or I need to hang out with this person, or I really like this TV show, even though it kind of fires me up at the end. And so just like being aware of those things, when we are putting those things into us, sometimes we don't have a choice, sometimes we do have a choice, but we like it anyway. We like watching that violent TV show, whatever it is. But make sure that you're doing it intentionally too. Make sure that you are doing it at an intentional time where it's not going to mess with your life or the people's lives around you. What does it look like when we intentionally bring good things in and intentionally bring bad things in? We are only doing that when we say that it's okay. Because it's so easy in today's day and age to look around at Facebook, at all of the things, and be really frustrated with the world. And no matter what side of any issue you're on, it feels like we're very divisive right now. And so, yeah, make sure that you're looking at your Facebook feed when it's going to help you, not right before you walk into a meeting where you need to be happy and joyful. Like, be intentional about what you are consuming, both positive and negative, and then make decisions out of that.